Blog Talk Radio.
We are the Borg. Lower your shield and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Hey, time for Trek Talk, and my name is Jim, and I think we have Dan on the line here. Hello, Dan. Dan, are you with us? Hello? Dan? We seem to be having some technical difficulties here. I don't know what's wrong. Dan, can you hear me? Hello, Dan. Okay, well, I guess Dan is not going to be with us today. So we have a lot to talk about tonight. First of all, I'd like to announce the winner of the USS Raven, and that would be David Grantham. Congratulations, David. You won. And that prize pack includes everything that was pictured, the Deep Space Nine, the attack dice, the fleet captain cards. Everything that was in that picture is now yours. I will be packaging that up and sending that out to you ASAP. So congratulations. This week's auction is going to be the IKS Chatang, along with all of the other OP event stuff which was listed. And I think we have on the line with us right now, I think we have Dan. Dan, are you with us? There he is. I got him. I knew you were there. I just couldn't get you to connect.
Sorry.
Yeah, I saw you. I was trying. I was panicking. I was pushing buttons and sliding dials and trying to get you, and I couldn't get you. So David Grantham, so you're here now. That's good.
Yes.
David Grantham, I just announced he's the winner of the Raven.
Congratulations.
So he won. And I just wanted to mention to everybody that's out there listening right now that David lives in the UK, so which is a great segue to something that we'd like to talk about here tonight before we get to the meat of our show, and that is that we have a lot of listeners from the UK. When I was looking at the breakdown of listeners with Dan last, I think it was yesterday or the day before, we noticed that with the exception of the United States, which is, probably over 1,000 of our fans, the UK is the next in line, and we have about half of our listeners from the UK, and half of our Facebook page is from the UK, and that's a huge amount. So Dan and I have been talking about the possibility. Well, Dan, why don't I let you explain, since I do all the talking, why don't we let people hear your voice here?
Well, our idea is that right now we have, almost 600 UK listeners. And what we're trying to do is challenge our UK listeners to invite their Star Trek-minded friends. You know, it don't have to be Star Trek Attack Wing. It could be Star Trek-minded friends to the page. And if we gain, I believe you put out 30 more players from the UK. Is that what you put out, Jim?
Yeah, if we can pick up around 30 or so more fans from the UK, that's about a good number.
Yep, we're going to do a UK-only raffle. That's not saying that we're not going to have a raffle for everybody else that week. We're going to run them in tandem. So we're going to have a UK raffle, and then we'll have the same thing for everybody else. So it'll bump up our UK the UK personnel a lot higher chance of winning. So we thought we would treat you guys to special.
Yeah, we have so many UK players, and a lot of the UK players are saying that they don't think the raffles are fair because there's so few of them and they're overseas. So Dan and I think it's a good idea to give you guys a chance at your own. So we'll run, for instance, we're not going to do it this week, but we'll run the IKS Chatang for the U.S. fans, and we'll also run a separate IKS Chatang just for the UK and other countries other than the U.S. So this is what we're going to start to do. And we've also, something else that we've been talking about is the blind boosters. And we want to try to give you guys a little something, because a lot of you people buy a lot of the raffle tickets and then complain if you don't win. And, you know, I wish I could give everybody a prize, but there's just not enough to go around. So Dan and I have come up with another idea involving the blind boosters. And, again, I'll let Dan explain that, too, so that you guys can get used to hearing Dan's voice. Why don't you throw that out there, Dan, and tell them what we were talking about as well.
So what we were talking about was we are thinking about buying a blind booster brick, which comes in 10 ships. And what we're looking at doing is no increase in raffle costs. You know, it's still going to be a $5 U.S. or $5 U.S. equivalency ticket. And we will pick a two additional, like, secondary winners. And what we will do is they will have the option to just pay for shipping, no other cost to them, just the shipping, because you got to remember the shipping is, depending on where you are, can be a little costly, and the blind boosters aren't super expensive, so we're trying to save you guys as much as possible and just pay the shipping, and we will send you a blind booster. Now, we're trying to keep it blind because we want to keep the cost as much as down as much as possible. And that if you go blind, yes, you may get a ship that, say, may not go with your collection. But we, as the hosts, have no problem with you using that to put in your collection, put it, sell it to a friend. If you want to go on eBay, we're not going to hold it against you. So if nothing less, you'll get a few extra bucks out of it. But we're just trying to get more ships out to you guys. Hopefully most of you keep it just because, you know, put in your collection. But if it comes down to it, that's up to you. We're not going to hold it against you, because we, as Jim and me, keep track of our money, and we do not make any profit off this. But if you so choose to, we won't hold it against you.
And again, these are blind boosters, so that's the whole reason of being blind. I did have a fan complain that they weren't interested in a blind booster because what if it's a ship they don't want, or a ship they already have, or something that's not part of their fleet. But again, they're called blind for a reason. If we opened them up and told you what you were getting, it would no longer be blind, and then we'd run the risk of being stuck with, you know, ships that people don't want. So it's strictly blind. You don't know what you're going to get. You could get the Jaeger. You know, you could get the Jem'Hadar attack ship. Whichever ship you get would be the ship you get, and we have no control over that. So that's something that we want to try to do so that we'll have three winners every week.
Right.
So
and
that's
we want to read. Yep, and something we were thinking about. And we want to reiterate that it is no more additional cost for those who put in. We're not raising the ticket costs or nothing. We're sticking with the 5 U.S., so we are giving you a higher chance of winning versus, you know, just one winner and the rest of you think that your money's going into a void.
Yeah, and basically the reason why we have to charge for shipping is because I'm not singling anybody out, but it costs quite a bit of money to ship overseas. If we limited it to only U.S. people, that would be a different story, but we don't want to limit it because we have a lot of people outside the U.S. that we don't want to cut out. We want to include everybody. So that's why we have to charge additional for shipping. Either that or we'd have to raise the price of the raffle, and we don't want to do that. So that's the plan with that. So you know, you're going to also see some changes coming within the next couple of weeks. Right now we're shooting for September 4th to be the launch of our full two-hour show. And because of all the UK listeners that we have, we're thinking about leaving the show at 6:30 because that's a good time for people overseas, and just going from 6:30 to 8:30. So as we get closer to that change, we'll let you know on the Facebook page. But we're going to go to a full 2 hours. Whether or not we do a full 2 hours of Attack Wing, Dan and I aren't really sure if we want to do that. I mean, what do you think, Dan?
What I think is that we should look at maybe doing an hour of Attack Wing, or maybe You know, we could do a half hour of attack wing of ships that exist, and then maybe look at maybe talking about a half hour of ships we'd like to see or things we'd like to see in the mechanic change, and then maybe go to an hour of just general Star Trek and sci-fi type of stuff. So what we'll have is, if you are listening to podcasts or broadcasts like this, and you're only interested in Star Trek Attack Wing, you have an hour. If you're interested in sci-fi, you have an hour. If you're interested in Star Trek and sci-fi, then you have 2 hours. So we're just trying to help, you know, put out information and be marketable to more listeners.
Now, we can also do special shows as well. So if something comes up during the week that we think is interesting, we can do a show on a Wednesday or a Tuesday, you know, any day that we choose. We can do a special show on that particular topic as well. I will say this, though. When Ken and I were doing Masters of Disaster, we had quite a few callers that were calling and interact with us. When you guys do that, that makes it so much easier for us to carry on, because it's just not Dan and I talking to each other. So if we get a lot of interaction on Attack Wing and a lot of people want to talk about it, we'll talk about it. But if people don't call and talk about it, then we'll move on to something else, because we'll just assume that you're just not interested in that particular topic. So as things progress, you know, we'll promote it a little bit more. We'll get the phone number out there, and we'll see what happens. So, oh wow! And we have Matthew in the chat room with me, Matthew Dobson. He's one of our regulars. He just signed on. Hey Matt, what's going on? Oh, cool. So anyways, that's something that we're going to be bringing up to you guys. Now, since we're running out of time here, one thing we definitely want to talk about was the NX-01. Do you have those cards up on your screen, Dan?
Yes, I do.
Now, the NX-01, I'm surprised some of you might not know this because of the comments I was reading on the Facebook page. If you're a Star Trek fan, I can't imagine you don't, but apparently there are people that don't. The NX-01 was the starship from the short-lived Star Trek Enterprise series. And the crew cards that come along with that are the crew from that particular series. So that is not a made-up ship. That is a real ship. And you can go and check out Star Trek Enterprise if you haven't seen it. And with that, I will let Dan start on the cards.
So I'll give you my initial impression. I know we talked about, for previous listeners, I and Jim talked about the release in waves, you know, that sometimes the waves were maybe older generation ships that may not compete with, you know, other ships released for that wave. Well, looking over this ship, they are giving us our money's worth. We have the ship itself at 16 points. It's two attack, three defense, three hull, and no shields. Hold on, no shields? That's the way the ship's designed, because in the Enterprise series, this is prior to shields development on spaceships. However, we do get enhanced hull plating, which is a free, no-cost option, or no cost to put on your named ship for the Enterprise NX-01. So that means, who cares what the points are on this ship? Doesn't matter. And it gives you a guaranteed 2 evade. So that means you got 3 defense plus 2 guaranteed evades. So even though the ship may be weak by most standards, you actually could be pretty competitive, I think, as long as you're not maybe facing the Borg.
I want to point out that the 2 evade, that's pretty close to, actually, that is equal to the defense dice that some of your Klingon and Romulan ships are going to be rolling.
Oh, yeah, because a lot of your Klingon ships are running only 1 evade, especially on the larger ones, and then if you go to cloak, there's your 4 extra dice. Some don't have any evade, and so you're rolling 4 dice anyways. Straight up.
So think of the NX-01 as being cloaked, basically.
For dice values, give or take, yes.
Yes, even though it has no shields, cloak ships don't have shields either. So this is almost the equivalent of cloaking. You just don't get the sensor echo.
Correct. With our pack of cards, that come with an X-01. We're getting three captains. Jonathan Archer, who is the main character, captain character for the show. Maxwell Forrest as a captain, who was the admiral on the show. And Jonathan Hayes, or Jay Hayes, John Hayes, I believe it is. I don't remember what his first name was. He was a Mako, which is their version of Marines, I would equate it to, as a captain. So that's three captains. Plus, the admiral captain, Maxwell Forrest, has also got an admiral card. So you're getting three captains and an admiral card. So overall, that's a lot of captains, and that's not your generic. We're just that they don't even show the generic. Maybe it doesn't come with a generic. Don't know yet. But we're looking at least three captains and an admiral card.
But that's not all.
Oh, no. We are, but that's not all. We almost sound like telemarketers. Okay.
It's like the Ginsu. It slices. It dices. If you act now, you also receive.
You'll also receive six additional crew member cards. We have T'Pol in a Federation form, which was the first officer slash Vulcan representative. We have a tactical officer. We have a communications officer. We have an engineering, or chief engineer. A doctor, which is right, the doctor, and I'm not sure how to. I guess a conning officer. We'll call Mayweather the conning officer. So you have six crew members, all, and none of them are over. You ready for this? None of them are over 3 points.
Now, I think one of the best ones in there, I think, is the aft particle cannon.
For our auxiliary weapons, yeah. Auxiliary weapons, or secondary weapons, we're getting an aft phase cannon, which gives you a three attack for 1-3 range at rear, no lock required, and costing a massive 2 points.
How
and
can
then,
you go wrong with now? Can that only be equipped on the NX-01, or I don't have the cards in front of me. Can you put that on a Bird of Prey, for instance?
There is no, according to this, there is no restriction other than paying your penalty because it's Federation.
But it's only 2 points, right?
2 points, that's it.
So you throw that on a Bird of Prey, it's 3 points.
Right, for a three attack on a 1-3 range.
With no target lock required. Now, I believe it does disable, though, correct?
Yes, it is a disable on attack, which is pretty much standard practice for most of your secondary weapons.
And I think the majority of the cards that come in this pack are disable, correct?
Yes, I read through it yesterday. There is no there's no discard. It's all disables. And just as a side note, the Phlox can take can refresh all of your crew. So that means if you have every crew member on your ship disabled, Dr. Phlox goes disabled, and he releases the rest of your crew aboard the ship, and he is 2 points.
Yeah, this I really think that they got this ship right. For those of you who have watched Star Trek Enterprise, I think that this version of the ship and these particular crew cards really nailed the NX-01 really well. I think it's a really good representation of what the ship's abilities were and the crew's abilities on the series. I think they're really, really doing their homework on these, and they're trying to get it right, and I think in this particular case they got it right.
I agree. And those of you who haven't seen the cards and play Federation, I got one name for you, Charles Tucker III. The super brief version is, as an action, if your ship is not in the forward-firing arc of an enemy ship, repair one damage to your hull. So that means if you get a fast, quick, or maneuverable ship and facing somebody that has a tight firing arc, all it takes is you just buzz right by them after you take your shot, and next turn you get to repair any damage. So I'm thinking Cloaking Defiance.
Now that you mention that, though, I think there's a card. I'm not sure who it is. The weapons officer, but there is a card that comes in this set that allows you to immediately perform an extra maneuver
That is the counting officer, Travis Mayweather. His ability is that you get to maneuver some more. And just as a side note, also your Maxwell Forrest. As an action, perform an additional one maneuver, straight bank or turn, as a captain maneuver. If you have him assigned as an admiral, it also affects the fleet. You can also use his ability on a fleet.
Yes, and Matthew Dobson in the chat room also says that you can put Sulu on the ship and get a sensor echo if you do a green maneuver.
Right, and yeah, we're just talking straight up about what the cards come with it, but when we start looking at some of the expansion cards that we may already have, this ship can be pretty effective. Just as a heads up for those of you who have not seen it, if you have Archer as the captain of this ship, you're getting four crew members on this boat. Four. So if you bring in somebody like a B'Elanna Torres or a Sulu, you still have a lot more crew slots to add to the ship's ability. I mean, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Four crew, I'm not pulling out anything in my brain that gives you four crew. Not even the Enterprise D. I think she's only three.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, this is probably the most heavily crewable card or ship out there right now.
And is there a card? T'Pol adds a tech slot, correct?
Yep.
Even if your ship doesn't have it.
Right. She adds a tech slot, and the enhanced hull plating, if you use it on another ship, takes a tech slot. But here's the deal. Since you get it freely with the NX-01, with her on the ship, you'll have two tech slots filled in. You'll get a spare one for her, and the enhanced plating takes another one. So you get a free one for the hull plating, and she gives you another one. So that gives you the ability to put the hull plating plus another tech on there. So you're talking...
No, I'm wondering if you could put a cloaking device on there.
The Federation... the only restriction on...
I
the only
was
restriction
thinking
on the Defiance cloak is extra points.
Or what about the Nimstrom cloaking device?
See, I haven't seen that card, so I'd have to look it up. I can only vouch for the Federation's cloaking device put on the Defiant, so I'd have to look it up.
Think about it. If you're rolling two additional evades, you're rolling five normally. You throw a cloaking device on that ship using T'Pol's tech upgrade, add four, you're rolling nine evade dice.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you throw down, I believe they're Hoshi, if you have a scan next to your ship, I believe Hoshi either gives you an extra evade or the opponent rolls two less attack dice. What does Hoshi do?
When defending, if there is a scan token beside your ship, during the roll attack dice phase, or the roll attack dice step of the combat phase, you may disable this card to force the attacking ship to roll one less die. So a scan token immediately gives you what? I'm trying to... Ugh, crap. Doesn't the scan token give you an advantage in attack?
Yeah, the scan token makes your opponent roll one less defense dice.
Okay, and now if you have her on there, then they also roll one less attack dice.
So if you're rolling nine defense dice against him, whoever's attacking you, and they're rolling one less attack dice, that's a huge advantage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the numbers come out that you'll have a higher chance of hit than defense, but when you're talking nine of defense die, that's a phenomenally larger number compared to most ships shooting. We're not going to cough, talk about the Borg.
Oh, so Matthew Dobson says that if you put B'Elanna Torres on the ship, she would add a tech slot and a weapon slot.
right.
as well. And the masking, it's called masking circuitry, and that's from the Nimstrom ship, and that cost 8 points on a Fed ship. I'm not sure what the Defiant quote costs.
I think she's nine. I think it's
nine,
five
so,
plus four for non-Defiant class.
So that's kind of iffy, but the Enterprise, the NX-01, is relatively cheap to begin with.
16 points named.
So, I mean, you know, you can really bump the ship up quite a bit.
Yeah, the only disadvantage I see is she does not have a lot of resistance to alpha power. So if you're getting in a situation where there's two or three ships shooting on you, yeah, she's extremely soft because she's only got three hull. Even with the evade, you figure you're only going to get to use that evade probably on the first attack with the hull, with the enhanced hull plating because you got to use actions. But, however, if you're using her on a outskirts of an engagement, or if you're doing a low point value, if you're doing a one-on-one 60-point, say, game at home, you could turn this thing into a beast, absolute beast, with as much expansion as you can put into this thing.
And if you try to keep it era-specific, too, you'd be limited to the Vulcan ships, you'd be limited to the Raptor for the Klingons, and the NX-01 and the, what's the other ship? The Praetis.
Right, the Praetis, yeah.
So if you were trying to play era-specific, you'd have four ships to choose from. So you wouldn't have to worry about dealing with a Borg cube, for instance. Now, the Borg were on Enterprise, but the Borg we saw on Enterprise were not the same Borg that, well, they were, but they weren't. You know, they assimilated a ship and turned it into a Borg vessel. So maybe we'll see that particular ship out for attack wing at a later date. And guess what time it is, Dan?
Wow, that was too fast.
The nice lady is telling me that we have a minute to go.
That, yeah.
So, unfortunately, do you have any closing words before we close out the show? You'd like to say anything or touch on anything we may have missed?
One thing I wanted to say, if those people who won an award or won one of our raffles, if you could send us a message saying, hey, I got this and I appreciate it and whatever, to say, you know, to say that, yes, we are actually putting these things out. Maybe we could post those up in a folder or someplace to let people know we are actually doing these raffles. This just isn't us collecting money and we're trying to sneak one out. We'd like to hear your responses and how you believe we're doing as a page and a broadcast.
Now, I think, Matthew, was it you that won one of the raffles and sent me a picture of it, Matthew? I'm not sure if that was Matthew that did that or not, but... Okay, well, with that, guys, we're out of time. We have to go. We'll talk to you guys all next week. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
See you next week. Bye.
Let's see what's out there. Engage.